talk. Today I'm going to report on our experience with running QGIS Server in production. So I will go through a number of techniques that you have to running QGIS Server in production, and I will talk about the drawbacks and the advantages of each option you have based on my experience. So my name is Eric. I work at Auslandia, which is an open source company located in France. So we provide service on QGIS, PostGIS. We also do development on 3D web, 3D stuff, and we also do data science activities. So I'm not a core QGIS developer, but I've been setting up a QGIS server for a number of customers that we have. So I have some experience with setting it up, and this is really a report about this. So this is the agenda for the talk. First of all, I will introduce QGIS Server for those of you who don't know QGIS Server. And then I will get into more technical details, talking about CGI and FastCGI, which are standards for the web. And then I will explain the options you have to running QGIS Server using those standards. And before concluding, I will say a word about Docker and how to use Docker for QGIS Server execution. So a quick introduction to QGIS Server. And by the way, this is a logo that colleagues of mine created. It's not official logo at this moment, but it may become official in the future. But I just wanted you to see it because I think it's quite nice. So yeah, QGIS Server. QGIS Server is a map engine. It's an OGC server, so it kind of competes with a map server and geo server, and it supports a number of OGC protocols, including WMS, WFS, WFST as well is supported, and also WMTS for tiles. One of the particularities of QGIS Server is that it includes lots of vendor-specific parameters and requests, which makes it very flexible for developing applications. So for example, there is this getPrint request that you can use for printing maps to PDFs, so very convenient for your applications. So what QGIS Server really is, it's about publishing your QGIS projects to the web. So what you do is you design and create your maps using QGIS Desktop, and then you save your map as a QGIS project, and then you can reuse this QGIS project with QGIS Server. So you can publish your QGIS projects using QGIS Server to the web. So actually, QGIS Server changed a lot between version 2 and version 3 of QGIS. There have been many, many improvements between those two versions. Some of the highlights include multi-thread rendering as done in QGIS Desktop, WFS 1.1 support, and now there is WFS 3 that have been merged very, very recently. You can implement your own services using the Python bindings support. There is many things and tons of bug fixes as well that were made in this release. And at Auslandia, we've also worked on the OGC compliancy platform, which is a platform that we use. It's a server that we use to assess that QGIS Server remains compliant, OGC compliant. So for example, this is a report page for the WMS 1.3.0 compliancy. So each night, we have processes running to assess the compliancy. So that was the introduction to QGIS Server. Now I'm going to get into more technical details because to know how to run QGIS Server, you have to understand a bit of those two standards. So CGI and FastCGI standards. Because yeah, QGIS Server is actually a CGI, fast CGI program. So let's start with CGI. I'm sure many of you know this standard. It's a very, very old standard. It stands for Common Gateway Interface. So it was invented a long time ago where the web was essentially HTML static pages. So it was invented for web servers to execute programs that generate web pages dynamically. So basically, you have an HTTP request that comes in. It's handled by the web server. The web server figures that this request is for needs to be handled by a program. So it will pass the request to the program. Actually, it's going to start a process for that program. Then it will pass the request to the program. The program is going to handle the request, create some content, a response, passes it back to the web server, and then the web server will finish the process, and then it will wrap the response into an HTTP response and sends it back to the requesting client. So that's the way it works. And the paradigm of this standard is that you have one process per request. So the CGI process is created at the start of the request and torn down at the end of the request. And this may incur a very high overhead based on your application workload. So CGI, again, was invented a long time ago for dynamic content. It's very, very, very simple to implement, very simple to understand, but it's definitely not appropriate for high-end applications. And it's not appropriate for QGIS server type of workloads. This is why fast CGI was invented. Fast CGI obviously is more recent than CGI, but it's still a very, very old protocol. So in this case, with fast CGI, instead of creating a new process each time for each request, you have your processes are persistent, and they can handle a series of requests as opposed to handling only one request. So for that reason, fast CGI is much more efficient than CGI, and you want to make sure you use fast CGI for QGIS server. This is very critical to get good performance out of QGIS server. And it might seem obvious, but there is some compatibility between CGI and fast CGI. So maybe you think that QGIS server runs using fast CGI, but actually it's not, because you didn't configure, let's say, Apache the proper way, and you think you use the correct interface, but you actually don't. So now let's look at how we can execute QGIS Server as a fast CGI program into more detail. So you have to have a web server first, because as a fast CGI program, QGIS Server does not know anything about HTTP. It's unknown to him, to it. No HTTP support. It's just a fast CGI application. So you have to have a web server, and a web server that supports fast CGI. And Apache and Nginx are very popular web servers, very flexible. You can do many, many things with them, including fast CGI, but also other stuff. So we are going to focus on those in the rest of the talk. And there is actually a big difference between the two servers. For as far as fast CGI is concerned, is that with Apache and with the FCGID module, Apache will manage the application processes for you, meaning that it will take care of creating the process, tiering, stopping the process, etc. All the life cycle of your application will be handled by Apache and this module. While if you use Nginx, this is not the case. So you will have to have some mechanism for spawning the application processes, and I will go back to this in a minute. So let's look into more detail at Apache with this FCGID module. It's a technique that people have been using for a long, long time. I think people running map server, for example, they use this technique a lot, this mechanism. And based on my experience, it's still a very, very good choice. It has many advantages. It's very easy to set up. You can find many good examples on the internet. As I said already, the FCGID module will manage the FastCGI processes for you. So very, very easy also for that reason. And you can have also multiple application processes for concurrent requests. So it handles parallelism for you, which is quite good. And it's also a very robust solution because you have parameters like this one, max request per process. So you can configure it to say, after a certain number of requests, I want you to stop the process and recreate it the next time. And this is very, very good for buggy applications where you have memory leaks, for example, and in that case, you want to restart the process from time to time. And this can do it. So I don't want to describe this into detail, but this is what the configuration looks like using this module, Apache module. And there is another module that you can use, Apache, again. It's the proxy FCGI module. But this one is very different, because this one will not manage the FastCGI processes for you. So you have to do it by yourself. And this is exactly the same case as with Nginx. With Nginx, there is only one module that you can use. And it doesn't manage the FastCGI processes for you. This is the configuration using Nginx. I want to go fast and talk about. So we said with Nginx, you have to manage the FastCGI processes. So how do you do that? How do you start the processes? How do you handle all the life cycle of your FastCGI application? So there is a very easy solution. That's a solution you find when you read documentation, when you Google FastCGI plus Nginx, for example, you will see this solution. It's very easy because it's packaged for a lot of Linux distros. There is a systemd service within the package, so very easy to set up, but don't use it, because it's very, very slow. Actually, it's FastCGI, but it will run your applications as a CGI program. So one process per request, very slow. Don't use it. There is a better choice, which is the Spawn FCGI package application that you can use. It's actually a thin wrapper around your FastCGI program, and it will take care of creating the socket, the communication socket between your web server and your FastCGI program. But it's also more work on your side. It's also packaged in your distribution, but you will have to write some service for it to be able to start it, for it to be started at each reboot, etc. So you will need to write a systemd service for it. So a bit more work on your side. It's also a very good tool for if you want to run QGIS server in Docker, and I will go back to this at the end of the talk. Another good choice, which we found, is to rely on systemd directly. Systemd has all the mechanisms needed for this. So there is the socket kind of service that you can use to create a socket, and it can wake up your process. So there is some very good mechanism that you can leverage here. So in this case, you don't use Spawn FCGI as a wrapper to your process, but the wrapper is systemd itself. So it's one component less, because in this case, you also need to write a systemd service, so one component less. So it's quite a good solution, and we've had we have good experience with it, and we think it's a good option. We actually have a full blog post explaining how to set this up. If you want to check, if you're interested, you can check it out. So to sum it up on the options you have, so Apache and Nginx are actually a very, very good solution. They both work very well, so it's no surprise here. Apache FCGID is very easy, flexible, and robust solution. So if you're an Apache user and you already use Apache for other stuff, this is definitely a good option. If you use Nginx, don't use FCGI wrap for managing your processes. Use Spawn FCGI or systemd directly. A word about Docker. So there are actually many Docker images for QGIS server on the internet. Some are good, some are not as good. They're often based on Debian because it's very easy to install QGIS server on Debian-based systems. So Docker is very useful, I think, for QGIS server because, as I said, it's very easy to install it on Debian. It's not as easy to install it on other Linux distros, like, for example, CentOS. So if you use Docker, then you can use Docker on your CentOS machine, and this makes it easy to install and deploy QGIS server. So at Auslandia, we have a Docker QGIS image. Yes, it's based on Debian. It uses the Spawn FCGI wrapper that I talked about, and it exposes a FastCGI TCP socket. So there is a big difference between other images that you can find on the internet is that it doesn't include any web server. It's just FastCGI exposed socket, FastCGI process running into this container. And so yeah, no web server. This is quite flexible for you, because if you already have a web server running for other workloads, you can reuse it. So it's an Auslandia image at this time, and there is this QGIS announcement proposal discussing having official Docker images for QGIS, and we'd like to push our image. We're talking about using this image as part of this QEP. So we'd like really much like to make it official. I don't know how I'm running, but yeah, this is the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Is there any questions for him? No?
No question? No. Yeah, there is one over
okay.
there.
It's actually not a question, but a comment. We discussed it at the contributor meeting to have an official Docker image for QGIS server. So your QEP would be most welcome. And there is other implementation. We want to try to get the best of all the approaches out there.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.